This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can we cover some wacky news to start off with? Because there's a story. This is wacky, but this is a cautionary tale. It reminds me of this video I saw with this kid. He had artificial legs, and he was a Trump supporter. This is a black kid in the hood. He's a Trump supporter, and I think he was wearing a MAGA hat. And a black kid came up and started fighting with him. This dude took off his legs and got on the ground, and I want you to imagine, you know, a dude scooting around on his hands. All right, and this kid is trying to fight him, and I'm not kidding you. This dude on the ground he's able to grab this guy's legs, and, you know, it's all this guy can do to get away from him, and this kid is running, trying to catch this guy scooting on the ground, and these kids are like teenagers. They're 15 years old. Then I did a post about him because I said, this is the kind of Trump supporter I want. That's the kind of person I want in my life. That kid who's handicapped in the hood. I mean, six black kids around, and some guy wants to give him crap. He says, oh, you want to go? Let's go. And he takes his legs off. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I took my legs off a long time ago. This kid, I'll put it to you this way. If that kid had stayed, the one who had his legs, had stayed and fought this kid, that kid would have dragged him into the deep water because he was going to catch his leg at some point. Because you can't punch down on the kid. Because, you know, it's tougher than people think to punch down. And I want you to understand how strong a kid can, these people are, paraplegics, and you know, certainly the ones who don't have to carry their lower body weight. These guys are, you know, this is a kid who's used to using his arms and shoulders all day to move around. He is a gorilla. And when you kick him or whatever, it better be perfect. So he almost grabs this guy, but had the kid stayed there, I'm telling you, the kid with legs would have gotten his butt whooped, and he ran. I mean, he just stayed completely away. He didn't have to run very far, but I'm saying he stayed out of at least a 10-foot radius of this kid. And eventually the kid puts his legs back on like, okay, I think I've made my point. I get charged over stuff like that because having trained a lot of people in the martial arts, I think I look at the number of people who get so underestimated. I often tell a story about a buddy of mine named Robert who looks like everybody's accountant, one of the most dangerous fighters I've ever met. Robert is that dude who is Navy SEAL that looks like he's no big deal, but he will hit you from across the room. I mean, this guy knows how to throw knives, shoot bows, you know, the whole deal. And he's a heck of a martial artist, and you never look at him and think it. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying this is this kid, this man with no arms, and he stabbed his father with a blade that he had between his toes. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I ball up my foot and I get a cramp. Perils are getting older. But, you know, sometimes you can be working too hard. You don't have enough liquid, you don't have enough water, and you'll cramp up. This man held a blade between his toes, no arms, and cut his daddy. Now, I don't know what the fight was about. I didn't even go into this. I just saw the title, and it made me think about this story. It did. It made me think about a blind dude that I trained in the martial arts. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever... Have I told you guys that story? I mean, he didn't stay in class very long, but I found it interesting that I get a blind guy with his person who brings him in. He's got his stick. And I'm training him. I'm going, okay, so think about, you're a martial arts instructor, and you're trying to explain to somebody how to throw something properly who's blind. You can't, okay, look, throw it like this. And he's like what? So you have to physically go and position the leg and the body and explain it, you know. And, I mean, it's very touchy-feely. It is, because when you're talking about throwing a kick properly, you got to show them how to put the hip into it and things like that. So it's very touchy-feely. But this guy came to a few classes. But here's what I loved about it. It made me become so much more open-minded about how do you have to visualize this to somebody who's blind. Yeah? And here's what was really interesting. He didn't have enough classes for me to get too much into it. But he had left my class. And I think he moved. He was just there temporarily. But it wasn't like I wasn't. My producers are like, yeah, you couldn't teach the blind. I could teach the blind. The point was he moved, so he couldn't stay in class. But what it had me all the time thinking about, how am I going to do stuff with this guy? How am I going to teach him things? And so one class where he wasn't there, he had left. He was gone at that point. But I was teaching the class, and I said, guys, I want us to remember the blind guy who was in class, and I want us to do something. Let's play around today. We're going to close our eyes, and we're gonna learn how to fight closing our eyes and pretend we're like that guy. And everybody's like, oh, this is cool, you know? And the only problem is it takes a level of training that you just got. It takes years because – first of all, there was a compressor of the air conditioning unit where we worked out that kept kicking on. And so when you're trying to be quiet and hear people as their body is shifting around to throw kicks and punches at you, and then suddenly you get, oh, you know, so gone because you can't do it. But, the people that are sightless have to, figure it out. Now, he could have been click, 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 because I've seen these things where they go click, 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 and they can feel the sound bouncing off of them, and you can do it. If I did it now, click, 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 you probably heard the difference because I moved my hand up to the microphone. So they get to where they understand. Anyway, my whole point to all of this is don't underestimate anybody. Don't underestimate them. These people that push wheelchairs, I did a wheelchair race with my son at my youngest son at a museum. And they had a thing where you could kind of feel what it was like to be handicapped. So we get in these wheelchairs, and there's a monitor there, and you can race. And I'm telling you, I don't know how far we went. It was like 30 yards or something. When we got to 30 yards, my arms were burning. They were burning. I can only imagine having to, push that wheelchair. Can you imagine the upper back strength you would gain and the strength you'd get in your rotator cuff and all that? I mean, that's a better than a boxer. I mean, that's the type of strength you get mountain climbing. You know what I'm saying? Don't underestimate anybody. And that to me is a cautionary tale for life. Don't underestimate. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And life is so much better. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. As usual, I'm always happy when you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to in the show. It's called The Kevin Jackson Show, KJ Radio.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love how somebody described Adam Schiff in this. Let me read this. It says, there's been no more reliable regurgitator of fantastical Trump-Russian collusion theories than Democratic Representative Adam Schiff. So when the House Intelligence Committee chairman sits down to describe a, quote, new phase of the Trump investigation, pay attention. These are the fever swamps into which we will descend after Mueller's probe. The collusionists need a new phase as signs grow that special counsel won't help. I don't know who wrote that, but what an amazing way to describe that. Wow. That's it. Adam Schiff needs a new, you know, Papa got a brand new back. Do it, baby. Get up. I want to get up and get on my process wig and do some James Brown moves on y'all right now, but y'all couldn't even see it. So it would just be a waste, other than it would be a good exercise. The collusionist. I love that phrase, the collusionist, because These are the people that so wanted this to happen, and they know it's not. So now Adam Schiff has to shift into a new phase. And I heard they're delaying the Mueller report. I don't know, because they keep threatening, it'll come out this day or that day or whatever. What's Mueller waiting on? What could he possibly be waiting on? Oh, we have to get it right and determine what type of binding we need for the report. That's important. Oh, man. Oh, man. Here's what somebody wrote. A top House Democrat has threatened to call special counsel Robert Mueller to Capitol Hill, subpoena documents, and sue the Trump administration if the full report on Mueller's investigation is not made public. Fine. That's Adam Schiff, by the way. They want he says he wants the full report out there. Release the full report. Release the Kraken. Let me explain what's going on here. What Adam Schiff doesn't want is the full report. What he's saying to the special counsel is, to the new Attorney General Barr, don't release this report. Oh, he goes out there, he comes out there chest pumping, boom, 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 like King Kong. I dared him to. We will subpoena everyone. We will get it. Because he knows that in doing that, he will disclose every. So what he's going to say next, somebody's going to come along and go, here's what will happen. Somebody's going to say, I'm playing this out for you. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and I want you to remember where you heard this. Somebody else is going to go, we can't release that full report. There's way too much that's confidential and national security secrets. And then the Republican, and there, it'll be a Republican. It will be a Republican shill who will say this. Somebody who's not really a Republican, like a Ben Sasse or somebody like that. It'll be somebody who has the interests of the politicos in mind, a deep state swamp rat. You see where I was going with swate. Deep state swamp rat who's working in cahoots with the Democrats, part of the political machine of D.C. And that person will go, we can't do that. And then they'll go, look, even the Republicans don't want it to come out. And then that person will disappear into the brush, you know, and you'll forget they were ever there. That's how this works. Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said his committee will keep close watch on new Attorney General William Barr to see if he were to, quote, try to bury any part of this report. That is so broad. Let me tell you, why would Attorney General Barr bury any part of this report when this report is going to say no collusion? Who's he going to protect? Is he, what low-level Trump person, what name are you going to bring out?
Well, there was Joe Schmo who was in the report.
Okay, what's he got to do with Trump? Nothing. The same as Papadopoulos, the same as Carter Page, the same as Michael Flynn, the same as Manafort, the same as the Swedish financier, the same as the 12 Russians who are never going to see justice, and on and on and on. Nothing. Bury something in this report? What people should do is they should be looking at this report and very upset, quite frankly, that we spent all this money. But more importantly, they should be more mad about what's not in the report. I'm not going to walk you through it, but come on. The Clintons, the Podestas, Robert Mueller himself, he's a co-conspirator in this whole thing. This is what he said, what Schiff said. The analysis of these guys, I swear. Forget Dr. Phil. This is interesting. I love Dr. Phil, by the way. I love his format for his show. Anyway, he says this. He says, anything less than complete disclosure would leave Barr, who now oversees the investigation, with, quote, a tarnished legacy. Barr hasn't even been AG for a minute, and this will tarnish his legacy. So he knows, Robert, I just want to be clear, Adam Schiff knows he doesn't want this report out. He also knows they've set it up so that the report can't come out because they're going to scream, there are going to be Democrats that scream that the report has national security implications, and they're going to get some minions to actually say it,
Republican and or Democrat are going to all say, this report can't come out because it's got national security implications. And then Barr is going to say, okay, I have to respect that they believe this to be the case. And then Adam Schiff will go, see what I told you? Now, you guys are listening to me and go, Kevin, are you, come on, man, seriously. If you look at how things work, that's what's happened every single time. Now, here's what they say. Schiff's comments come as Democrats have made it clear that they are ready for an aggressive public fight with the Justice Department if they're not satisfied with the level of access they have to Mueller's findings. Let me tell you the level of access they have to Mueller's findings. They know exactly what's in the report. There's not a person who's a high-ranking Democrat who isn't already tipped off to what's going on. Think about it. Everybody that Mueller hired is a Hillary Clinton donor, somebody who wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. And you think that the politicos to their core, to their rotten evil cores, and if you think for one second that this group of people has not leaked this information to them all along the way, you'd have to be a lunatic. Of course that's what they've done. They know every nuance of this report. And that is why we're watching the Jussie Smollett game be played. I'm just telling you. I got to bring up Smollett. Jussie Smollett is your new key to the kingdom, man. He is your get-out-of-jail-free card. Because it's true. They orchestrate what Adam Schiff wants you to believe is that two pro-Trump supporters went in, beat up Mueller and all of those Hillary Clinton people that he's got working on the case, put a noose around their neck, poured bleach on them, right, and then said, this is MAGA country, and ran off. That's what he wants you to believe. It's crazy. I want to cover what happens when the anti-Trump people wake up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump sent out a tweet accusing his former attorney, Michael Cohen, of committing perjury in front of a House committee this week because of some previous remarks that Cohen had made in book manuscripts. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio sits on the House Oversight Committee. He's asking the Justice Department to look into other instances of perjury.
We think there are at least six occasions where, in yesterday's testimony, where Mr. Cohen said things that were not accurate. The biggest one, of course, is the fact that he denied that he ever wanted to work at the White House. He's on tape saying if offered a job at the White House, he'd take it 100%.
A state of emergency is in effect for parts of Northern California that were hit by deadly flooding. A man drowned in Ferndale, California, after being swept away by fast-moving floodwaters. Heavy rain in Sonoma County has sent the Russian River to its highest stage in 25 years and turned two towns into virtual islands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is it any wonder that Donald Trump is optimistic, that the Trump camp is optimistic, that you, Happy New Year, by the way, conservatives, you conservative Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are optimistic? Holy cow, I don't know how you could be a conservative, a pragmatist, a Republican, whatever you want to call yourself these days, and not wake up every day and go, wow. Wow. By the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, still haven't found her. Yeah, they say she's in private session. I want to see her. There's a thing they showed, Ruth Bader Ginsburg spotted such and such. It was from November. I'm telling you, I said this lady wouldn't get through Black History Month, and I started to doubt myself for a bit, but I think Ruthie may be gone. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I live for the day, folks. I live for this day when the Trump haters realize how much wasted energy they've spent. They've spent a lot of energy hating on Trump, hating on you. As I used to tell leftists, I don't just hate your guts. I hate your guts for I hate your stomach for carrying your guts. Yeah, but I'm telling you, we have a reason to be mad at them. I don't hate them. I don't hate them. In fact, I actually admire their tenacity for stupidity. I do. I look at it and go, you know what? They have convinced us to let them just do the craziest stuff. It would be like a parent in a really nice house that, you know, and they just go, hey, kids, have all your fun. Your buddies come over. You can drink illegally. You can have drugs. And you can wreck the house. And it's okay. We'll just come in and clean up after you every day or every weekend. I mean, that's essentially what we've let the left do. There's graffiti on the walls. I mean, your expensive rugs are all ruined. They've got, you know, dope stains from marijuana cigarettes and beer and liquor and throw up and all that other stuff. And you come in there all the time, every weekend, and go, hey, kids, how's it going? And you clean it up as best you can. You can't clean up the complete mess. And if you're really good about it, like we are, we just throw everything out and bring in a whole new set of new furniture. Why not go ahead and ruin it all? That's how we roll as conservatives. And finally, we're waking up. We're fighting back. And like I said, I can only imagine being a De Niro or some other worthless weirdo leftist scumbag carrying around the baggage of supporting the leftist ideology. I can only imagine that. Because I will tell you this. I know when the fish are cut bait. And if I were a leftist, probably within a year, 2 years of Obama, I would have said, you know what? I think I made a mistake. Okay, maybe you went to 2012. Okay, at what point do you go, you know what, this is weird. By 2016, when you realize that you've lost 1,080 seats, not because of people hating Obama because he's black, because Obama was a feckless, worthless, the worst president in the history of this country. Click, does the light come on? I'm just curious, leftists, brain-dead morons, when does the light come on? Because, you know, in the real world, I'll give you an example. When you go to the grocery store and you take your credit card and you put it in there and it goes, ooh, you can't get anything, then a light tends to come on like, holy crap, I don't have any money. Well, guess what? There's been multiple times where your credit card didn't cash and you were like, whoa, and you stuck with it. Most recently, Jussie Smollett.
No.
Is he going to go there? Is Kevin going to... I mean, look, for those... Just for the record, I'm not getting any bad mail from you guys going, Kevin, you're talking too much about Smollett, because I think you get the point. But I'm going to use him as a punchline for a lot of jokes, okay? I'm going to. I ain't going to lie. Anyway, these leftists are wasting their energy carrying around the baggage of just all this stuff that they believe to be right. We can't build a wall. It's racist. It's what the Nazis did. No. I mean, you know, they don't get it. Then they're greeted with the daily exploits of President Trump, who proves routinely that Obama was a feckless coward who never should have been president. As I said earlier, worst president in the history of the Republic. What a weight to have to carry around and defend. And as I've told you guys, the psychology of being wrong. These leftists hate it. You know what? They hate you being right more than they hate being wrong. And I'm telling you, that's a tough thing to do. They hate it because you get to go, yeah, who was right? Was I right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Jussie Smollett. They keep retreading the tires, folks. The tires that should have been replaced a long time ago because their foundation's been shaken so badly, it would force them to reevaluate the entirety of their being, so they can't do it. And they just keep retreading the tires. Just keep retreading it. Trump's taxes, man! We need his taxes! Let me tell you, I'm going to save you leftists some embarrassment, Rachel Maddow, okay? The man is cleaner on his taxes than he is on Russian collusion. Yet these butt clowns continue to want those taxes. It was embarrassing enough for your number one rated TV, cable TV news show, Rachel Maddow, that host. It was embarrassing for her. She spent an hour going, well, so we've got Trump's taxes. And, yep, right here. Got them. And, you know, it didn't show quite what we wanted. Well, let's talk about taxes and the fact that, you know, that we've got a rich history of taxing in America. America is known for its taxation. I mean, the vamping on that show was hysterical. I swear, go back and watch it. It's worth it. It's Gladiator for me. I watch Gladiator every time it comes on, no matter when it is. It could be at the very end, the beginning. Doesn't matter. I watch it. Rachel Maddow is that show where she did Trump's taxes is the Gladiator of politics, of political shows. Anyway, Trump's taxes. Then they said, he's a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Yeah, Joy Reid. Do we have time to play that clip?
And I mean, you had Steve Bannon hired by Donald Trump both to run his campaign and then brought into the White House, who said he was making Breitbart the home of the alt-right.
Exactly.
Alt-right is a term Richard Spencer, big fan of Trump, invented because it means white nationalism. So you have these kind of the sense of access. Go ahead.
And Richard Spencer had a friend when he was at Duke University as a grad student. His name, Stephen Miller. And we see where that comes out of. See what we get out of that.
And so,
I love this clip. I love this clip. So they want to make Donald Trump the home of white nationalism. Folks, this was like a day ago, 2 days ago, okay? And Joy Reid wants to make Donald Trump the king of white nationalism. So, well, Steve Bannon, I mean, he said he was going to make Breitbart the home of the alt-right. Okay, what's that got to do with Trump? Nothing. Okay, then he goes, and well, Richard Spencer invented the term alt-right that Steve Bannon took. And, well, he invented the term. And then the other black dude comes in. This isn't the guy. There's more to this clip, by the way. Then the next guy comes in and goes, well, and guess who was Stephen Miller? Guess who he went to cool school with? Stephen Miller. It's like dudes going, yeah, man, so one time, you know, there was a crime committed at the grocery store, and the dude that walked in there, well, his cousin was Pookie them, and then Pookie knew this girl back in the day who used to, you know, rob grocery stores, who had a boyfriend, was in prison for what? Robbing grocery stores. You're going, okay, I'm trying to follow the logic here. But here's the rest of the clip, because this is from a guy named, he used to work for the CIA. This dude is deranged. Here's the rest.
And so go ahead, Malcolm, because the question then is, Donald Trump constantly kind of attacks federal law enforcement anyway, so they're not exactly getting support from the top. And now you have this sense that these people, even if Donald Trump doesn't mean it to sound that way, they feel they have access. They feel they are now insiders. What on earth is law enforcement to do?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good point. And that's what I wanted to talk about with regards to Donald Trump's tape. You know, when he made those remarks, that's not dog whistle. Okay, that is a siren to these people. And what he says is, I wouldn't kill the media, dot, dot, dot. And he's leaving it up to you, the foot soldier, to go out and act as an independent actor and carry out his fantasy that's going on in his head.
Delusional. That is what the left are. They are delusional. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Malcolm something. He's a former CIA guy, military guy, black dude. And he's talking about, they're talking about Trump attacking law enforcement. There's no more pro-law enforcement president than Donald Trump. Now, is he attacking the FBI? Absolutely, and rightfully so. And Joy Reid says all these insiders are members of the alt-right, and asks the question, what is law enforcement to do now that Trump is putting these people on the inside? And the remarks that they're talking about, I didn't hear whatever remarks that they are, but you know, I can't even speculate, to be honest with you, because it's just too weird. But he says Trump has some sort of a fantasy. The fantasy is what's going on with these people. They are deranged beyond belief. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there for now because we're out of time, but we'll be back.
Keep this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The superintendent was interesting for the Chicago police yesterday. Talked about how, as a black man, he was left asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusation if that is, in fact, what happened?
Yeah. You know, I also want to keep in mind that I think Brother Smollett has a drug problem. And so he might not be in full control. He still has to be accountable, but he might not be in full control.
Do you know what the Smollett strategy is? He's going to demean the police. He's going to go after the cops. he's going to say, they set me up, man. This is the system. The system to... good luck with that. Welcome back, everybody. And then, of course, that's Cornel West. He's being interviewed by Cooper, Anderson Cooper. And he said, brother got a drug problem. You can't forgive it. But you got to understand, it was mitigating circumstances. Can we all use that excuse? It's always mitigating circumstances. I mean, that's what makes you do the wrong thing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I should say welcome back. Thanks for being a part of this. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've got the drug problems of Smollett. And he admitted this to the cops. He says, look, I'm high on ecstasy, which I find really funny. Because one of my buddies, he's passed away, but his name is Mikey. He's like a brother to me, and Mike tried every drug on the planet. And he would tell me, he says, you know what X does, Kevin? I go, no, I have no idea. I've never done it. He goes, it makes you very sensual. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, like, you'll be sitting next to somebody, and you just, like, want to, he goes, you want to be touchy-feely. And I go, that could be dangerous, you know, because, like, you could be touchy-feely with a dude, and you never really want to be. He goes, you know, because the only way I could describe it is it's this euphoric feeling where you just feel like a little kid, and he goes, you want to touch things, you know, like, and he goes, I call it a sensual drug. Not sexual, sensual. And I was like, okay. So he's like, you'll want to just rub things and rub people if they're beside you. And I go, that's just too... See, I don't want to be freaked out like that. I don't want to even be around somebody who just wants to rub on me. You know, unless I want them to. But don't be coming over and, ooh, I like your head. You know? No. So it isn't a hallucinogenic drug in one sense. It's a drug that makes you feel euphoric. And his euphoria, they want us to believe that Smollett planned this attack. He concocted an attack with the Jamaican guys to blame it on Trump people in euphoria. Even in his euphoria, you would think he would want to love Trump people. Love us. And I don't even think of it as Trump people, but you get what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh. So that, yeah, Cornel West says it's a drug issue. I don't believe it to be a drug issue. That I told you guys, this is the next phase, is you have to blame it on something and then be able to go into rehab. But the Smollett stuff doesn't, which by the way is a funny meme of John Stamos, and it says, he played Jesse on some sitcom, and they say, when I heard somebody say Jesse Smollett, I thought they were talking about Jesse's mullet, because Stamos has a mullet haircut. Oh, man, I bet Stamos wishes he could take that back. Still a good-looking guy. Anyway, so I love the fallout of everything around it, and you guys have heard me talk about it. The actual idea that the left are reeling, they're looking for something now. They have to find something that, you know, they can cling on to, because they believed in Jesse wrongfully. They jumped to conclusions. They wanted to believe these people existed. And then the people that were beating him up, the white guys that watched Empire and knew he was black and gay that beat him up, they wanted that to be so real that they jumped to conclusions. And now they've seen that they're the ones who jumped to conclusions. Who jumped to conclusions on Michael Brown? The left. Who jumps to conclusions every time some black dude or black woman is hurt or killed by cops? Black people and leftists. I mean, we don't jump to conclusion. When the Michael Brown thing happened, just as an aside, the first thing I said was, how about we wait and understand all the evidence? Nope. Didn't want to do that. Got to jump to conclusions. So they're the ones that jump to conclusions, and they did it. And then the outcome and the fallout is people now sympathize with us. They're going, man, maybe those people have a, you know, they got a reason to be, you know, upset. To be called, classified, put into the same, you know, box of the deplorables or whatever they want to think about. Which, for the record, there are very few deplorables on the conservative side. There's a ton of deplorables on the left. They call you what they are. Remember my lesson. I've told you that. So, I talked about it earlier. I said it's bad week, bad month, bad year, soon to be bad decade for the Democrats. And one of the fallouts of this whole Smollett thing has been Kamala Harris. Senator Kamala Harris, who never should have been a senator. Never should have been an AG, to be honest with you. The Attorney General of the state of California, who put black men in prison for the wrong reason. I mean, did all kinds of things. Wanted to put the parents of truant kids in jail for what their kids are doing. Single moms that can't watch their kids were going to go to jail. I'm going to put their kids in jail, parents in jail. Now, look, I understand her rationale. She wants them to be better parents. But sometimes, you know what? Being a better parent means making better choices. How about you have a two-parent household, so, you know, so on and so forth. They don't think about what it takes to make families and what would solve these problems. And so anyway, the fallout, part of the fallout has been these presidential candidates. I told you, Cory Booker, modern-day lynching, orchestrated with Kamala Harris, modern-day lynching. Why did they use the noose? Why did Smollett choose the noose? And now there's this conspiracy theory that Smollett and Kamala Harris were in cahoots on this. They knew this was going to happen, and so they would, you know, they would call it a modern day lynching with the rope. Because I'm just saying, it's too convenient that the two black folks in Congress would use the same terminology, and they would have the rope, you know, as the symbolism. And of course, Cornel West, who Cooper, Anderson Cooper, asked him point blank, what do you think about the Chicago PD talking about the symbolism of the... he didn't even talk about it. He dismissed it. You want to know why they dismissed it? Why he dismissed it and why they always dismiss it? Because they hearken back to the days of slavery and to the lack of civil rights, etc. And when it's found out to be not just a hoax that you hear about locally, like some kid that puts a noose on their dorm door and claims that somebody's threatening them, but when it reaches national proportions, and then they have to be, they're made to realize they use these things to lie consistently, then they don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Let's not talk about it now. So what Smollett did was no favor to Kamala Harris, because now she's got to deal with this. She's running from the press. What do you think about Jesse Smollett? She's running from it. Now, you know what her defense is? Well, there's a lot of hate crime. Look at the statistics on hate. That has nothing to do with you jumping to conclusions about Jesse Smollett. What do you think now about what you said in the modern day lynching? And of course, as I said, the rationale is it still goes on. Well, show me where there's a lynching. Show me. Show me why you want to waste our time. So now she needs money for a presidential run. We talked about the other day. She's got to raise, you know, $5-10 million or whatever. It's a big amount. $50 to $100 million just to get to Iowa. Trust me when I tell you, the number has gone down considerably in terms of her donations. I already told you about Elizabeth Warren. She's the least, has the least ability to raise money right now of any of the candidates. And let me tell you partially why that is. None of them can rely on Hillary Clinton. She's no longer the money raiser that she used to be. And even if she were, she wouldn't be helping them. Because she still thinks she's got an outside chance. Yeah, Hillary, as I would say to you, fat chance. So there was a conspiracy that Harris may have worked with Smollett and a host of other things. So what does she have to do? She's got to deflect. Well, there's still all this other crime. But then she deflected by saying, we need reparations for black people. And normally these types of things work. But the problem with Kamala Harris is they found out she is a descendant of slave owners. That's right. Kamala Harris, according to her father, her great-grandmother was a Jamaican slave plantation owner who founded the city of Brownstown, Jamaica. And in the article, they read direct quotes from her. There is no backing away from this. So I just want you to understand the irony here, people. Kamala Harris has backed every wrong piece of legislation on the planet. She backed a fraud, Jesse Smollett, and talked about the idea that he's being lynched in America when he's lynching himself, okay? And then, in order to deflect, she still talks about, oh, there's a lot of things going on with gays and blacks or whatever, and you know what? Let's look over here. We need reparations for black folks. And then it turns out, in the biggest fit of irony, that if reparations need to be paid, her family needs to pay it. She needs to pay it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.